This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
I think good morning is the appropriate greeting. Look at this. Start of a show. It's a show. Hello, I'm Steve N. Allen. You are Eric McIlroy.
I am.
And you're excited about that as a fact. That
yes.
is good. I don't know why I've started today's show happy.
I don't know. Why?
I'm sure it's
Monday. We had to commute here. All of the things that you don't like.
And Hammersmith and City. I waited 17 minutes for a Hammersmith and City line to then hear, bing bong, there's a good service on all lines. Is there?
Well, it is good comparatively.
Oh, that's a good point. Well made. So this is some news where we have a look at stuff that's been in the news and we talk about it. Before we get there, though, time to wrap up some of the things we've seen before we started the show. Papers say that June is warming up to be a heatwave, or as they say in other countries, summer.
Rail strike talks go into fifth day. If this strike doesn't arrive soon, I'm going to give up and take a bus.
New figures show police are applying to access people's private data online once every 2 minutes, which makes it even more upsetting that no one reads my blog.
And the Patriot Act expired yesterday, which means the NSA can't monitor your calls anymore. If you're a terrorist, now is your time for connecting people.
And we did get a tweet earlier on looking forward to some bad puns. Here we go.
Here we go.
Rita Ora hit the headlines after going into graphic detail about her sex life in an interview. Do you know I did that once and I did not get that job.
Boom. Nick Clegg has been banned from Russia. Just shows how behind the times they are, banning officials that aren't even official anymore.
You have two choices of bad punchlines for this one. Organisers of a smallest penis competition in New York may have to cancel due to lack of interest. Option number one, I entered, but they didn't notice. Option number two, it reminds me I once entered a premature ejaculation competition. Good news, I came first.
Hey.
So that's what I've been doing with my life.
What's nice about this show is we give people a choice of bad punchlines. You know, many shows will make that choice for the listener, but we'll say, you know what, here's two gags that we didn't spend enough time working on. You choose.
I would have had 17 minutes more to write jokes if it weren't for that flipping Hammersmith and City line. Pain in my flipping City line.
You could have spent that time standing, waiting there, writing those jokes.
No, I tried. I tried. Hello, that's us too. And of course, we start the show off by the person, the only person who can hopefully steer the ship in a direction away from the rocks, Amanda.
Hi, morning.
How's it going?
How are you?
What do you reckon them jokes?
Huh? They were good jokes.
Hey,
they
hey.
Were really, that was good.
Hey.
That's a good start.
Jokes.
Oh my God.
So many jokes.
Penises in one of them.
There's a lot of cock in today's show, actually.
I'm thinking, and we get that feedback every single week. I think this is very much the penis show.
Isn't it? We've got cock in a lot of, well, pretty much every hour, I'd say. Then we've got a guest definitely to talk about
cock?
How cocks are disappearing
in
the third hour.
That happens when you get older. What?
It's about pub names, obviously, guys. Some animal rights protesters have got a bit hot under the collar about certain names of British pubs, so like the Ye Olde Fighting Cock. And so I've got somebody on from camera to talk about why these names need to be preserved, why it's important to keep the cock.
So that's save the cock.
Save the cock.
It's important to keep the cock in. What was the rest of that sentence? I don't know where you were going with that.
Save the cock in the UK.
Okay.
Okay.
This is going to be the most childish show ever. I'm looking forward to this show.
Also, cocks as well in second hour with nudity. Naked bike ride took place yesterday in Cambridge. Upset a few people when somebody became a bit excited about what was going on around them. I've seen the photos. I don't know what they were getting excited about because it was not a pretty sight.
There's photos. Hold
on.
There's a video, Eric. There's a video.
Gone. He's busy for a while now. You Googling for cock again? Yep.
So it's Cambridge, so it's posh cock.
Well, I mean, presumably they came from outside the area, so maybe it was because it was
not too far. Not too far. They're on a bike and they were naked. I mean, 3 miles tops before you regret that decision.
But there's a cycle that takes place, a ride from London to Brighton naked, isn't there? I mean, that's some chafing, isn't it? I don't know why.
That's what they call it, the big chafe.
Well, I'm hoping to get somebody, one of the organisers on from that bike ride just to tell us, for the love of God, why? Why?
and what do they do with the seats after the ride?
Yeah, burn them. I love the fact that the prompt sheet for that interview is going to be just you writing a page of why. I mean, God, why? Oh, another question. Why on earth? Why?
There are just so many whys in that. I mean, why? I just why? Yeah. Guys, I'm relying on you. If I do get this guest, I'm relying on you to find out.
We'll delve as deep as we're willing to delve with this particular...
Just why.
Just why. Okay.
I'm going to write that down. Could you write that down, why? Eric? Thank you. And I do have a guest in the first hour to explain to you guys about football, really, because FIFA's been in the news, obviously, for the last few days.
Yeah. Sepp Blatter.
Sepp Blatter's managed for... I don't know how he's done that, but he he's victorious. He's, you know, held his cock. Oh.
I wonder where cock was linked into this story.
Well, football cock. I don't know. There's a lot of cock in football as well. But Phil Black is going to come on. He is a very well respected journalist and sports commentator. So please don't ask him about cocks. But he will explain to you about football and how Sepp Blatter's managed to hold his post. And also, if it's true that we would never have stood a chance of getting the World Cup when we had that bid with the Prince Harry or William or whichever one it was.
Yeah, it's
with
David and
Beckham.
Beckham.
Yeah.
And Cameron helped out a little bit, didn't he?
He turned up, probably.
I don't know. Back to Cox again.
There we go.
Do you know what you were saying that Phil's a respected broadcaster? I remember when you used to be. I remember when you... And now we've made you talk
that
about
that was about
Cox.
10 minutes. About 10 minutes ago.
I can only apologise. I mean, send the bill for
what
the loss
have
of
you
earnings.
Done to me?
All right, well, next week we'll definitely just talk about vaginas. Is that...
I also do a show with Lucy Porter on a Wednesday. We cover vaginas in that show.
I'm glad you do, otherwise you don't want to be staring at that all the way through. I know this is radio.
So is this a fresh chair?
Oh, there's an idea. So I mean, thank you very much. We are up to date. Is there anything else we need to know as we about to dive into this thing we call a show?
I don't think so. I think obviously there's going to be the Agonize as well. We're going to be, you know.
Have you found that? Have you sourced the stories yet?
I have. Yes.
All right. I was going to say, are there any cock related ones?
There's somebody misplacing their cock in one of the stories, putting it where they shouldn't have been.
Lost property. I mean, that's what I do.
And obviously then we'll have the definitive word, which I've got no idea. That's a surprise to you and me.
Beautiful.
I've got no idea what's going to go
hours
in
hours to come up with that.
Yeah, it feels like it. So thank you very much. We're up to date. We'll be heading into the show. I think we're ready. We're on the edge. Let's jump in. Are you ready? Any other update that we need from your life, Eric?
Nope.
Okay.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. News the way it shouldn't be done.
Good morning, I'm Stephen Allen, that is Eric McIlroy, and welcome to Some News, the show that takes a look at the news and then does other things. Talks about it is mainly the thing that we do. So there's been one big news story that's happened of late that I feel we should mention, and it's this. FIFA corruption. One of the additional headlines recently, Andy Burnham says England should boycott Russia 2018 World Cup. There's a pay investigation happening somewhere because of some money and whatever. And Sepp Blatter managed to retain the position. Here's where the wheels fall off as soon as I start finishing this sentence. Sepp Blatter retains the position that he had before because he had some positions. Some people don't like him. And there's a thing. Can you tell that I don't know anything about football?
Yes. I don't know much about football, but at least I know that he's retained the presidency of FIFA.
Oh, is that it?
And he's managed to be re-elected.
Which is because you're American, you're obsessed with the idea of presidents.
That's true, yeah. That's fine. Hillary Clinton was the runner-up. So she's going to win something someday. Someday.
But it does mean the problem is, so you're not an expert on football. I know, and indeed don't really care that much about football, so I really struggle to get into this story. But it's a big story that's been in the news. We should find out more about it.
Yes,
which
we
is
should.
Why I'm pleased to say we're joined by an expert who knows about these things. Phil Black is on the line. Hello, sir.
Morning, chaps. How are we doing?
Not bad at all. So I'm praying that you can fill me in on this. I know nothing about football, and this is slowing me down to try and work out what this story is actually about.
Yeah, it's about football, but it's not really. It's more about politics and influence and corruption. To try and sum it up for you, this has been going on, according to the current investigations, for a number of years now. And the accusations are that a certain number of FIFA officials have taken bribes, backhanders, to the tune of round about over 150 million dollars, most of it in terms of